8:23, ruined it for breakfast on this Wednesday morning. 14 degrees, top of 19 with the odd shower today. Roo, February 3rd of next year, it's been announced the massive fight, biggest fight we'll ever see in this city, or certainly to date. Anthony Mundine taking on Danny Green at the Adelaide Oval.
Might be the biggest fight in Australian history. Might be the biggest crowd. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. We've had all sorts of different events at Adelaide Oval since the opening. Footy, cricket, AC/DC, Rolling Stones, all sorts of stuff. But we haven't seen a boxing match of this magnitude. It's going to be huge. People, Friday fight night.
The fans will fly in from everywhere. And it's so good of this man to talk to. He is the man. He's talking to us right now. Anthony Mundine, good morning.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Good.
Geez, I hope you're going to be a bit more up and about on the night, Anthony. This is going to be a huge occasion. Have you fought outdoors many times before? And what does that throw up? I mean, it could be 40 degrees in February.
Yeah, man, you got to prepare for everything, man. You know, I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just going to work my training schedule out now, which I'm in the process of doing. But I definitely want to get in a climate that, you know, very, you know, sweltering and hot, and get my body ready and my mind ready.
Now, we hear about pre-season training with football codes. Where this is in February, so what are we, about 4 months away? When will you, like, get into absolute full-on serious training? When will it start?
No, we'll start picking up now. Like, from now, you start training. It's like a pre-season, you know, every day, you know, getting your body in shape. But, you know, Muhammad Ali said it right when he fought. When he got preparing for Joe Frazier. I mean, no, Joe Frazier, George Foreman. Yeah, he was getting $5 million back in the '80s. I think early '80s, and he said, "If I can give that $5 million back for what I'm about to go through, then I would." You know, I mean, that's how hard and grueling this to get your body physically ready. And your mind mentally ready. It's going to be very tough 3-4 months for me.
What do you think the bookmakers have got it wrong, Anthony? I've just had a look at the odds. Green's $1.55. You're $2.40. You wouldn't like being an outsider in a boxing match, would you?
Mate, I should be 20-1, to be honest.
Why is that?
I mean, just the weight difference, like the weight ratio. He's been for, you know, since our last fight, he went up in weight. He went up the light heavyweight, then he went up the cruiserweight. Now, I went down from super middleweight to middleweight to super welterweight under. So I dropped about another 7 kilos. So now we're fighting at 83 kilos, which is, I got to put on, my last fight up, I weighed in at 69.5. Now I got to put on 13 kilos. That's, you know, impossible.
The skills pay the bills, you reckon?
skills pay the bills, but, you know, if anyone knows a fight game, you know, weight's a big factor.
How will you put that weight on?
I'm gonna come in around, I reckon, 80, just under 80 kilos. But I just want to be explosive. I just want to be explosive and super fast, super sharp. Because, you know, speed beats power, and time, you know, it's timing and precision plays a big key. So I want to be smart, fast, and be on point.
Anthony, is it the last fight for you and for Danny? Have you both declared that? Will that be, a big part of this occasion as well?
Yeah, well, for me, pretty much. I mean, I've got nothing else to prove, man. You know what I mean? I've become world champ. I've done stuff in boxing that's never been done in boxing, let alone what I've done coming from another code of sport. You know, I dropped 3 divisions descending in weight in 1 championship. That's never been done in boxing. You know what I mean? So This fight here is another history maker, because I went from super welterweight to over light heavyweight to at a catch weight. That's 3.5 divisions going up in weight, and then God willing, I'm gonna beat a guy that's world rated at cruiserweight. I mean, it's never been done, man.
Mm. All right. Well, hopefully you can pull it off and be a great end to a great career. So thanks for joining.
After this, you all got to call me the Black Houdini.
Black Houdini.
All right, hey.
We allowed to call you that?
Once I get out of this bar, he is a magician.
All right. Anthony, thanks so much for talking to us, and thanks for choosing Adelaide too. For the two of you to pick Adelaide as the venue, we are so excited about it. And we're not overstating this. This will be one of the most exciting things to come to the Adelaide Oval, well, forever, Anthony. And we look forward to seeing you in February.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Pleasure speaking to you.
Anthony Mundine, he is the man. You know what we'll do, Roo? A bit of a marketing ploy here. We're going to help Leon Bignall. We'll do this tomorrow. So we'll give people 24 hours to think about this. But there was the rumble in the jungle, the thriller in Manila.
Mm.
What can we call this?
All right. Yeah, I like it.
Put your marketing caps on.
I like it.
We could sell T-shirts with it on, caps, everything, all right?
Mm.
We'll jump on the gravy train.
You got me thinking already.
We'll do that tomorrow. We want people to come up with the slogan for this fight.
Thriller in Manila, rumble in the jungle.
Right.
Good idea. What are we going to give away for that? Anything?
Don't know. I've got 24 hours to think about it, yeah.
Good work.
All right, there you go. Anthony Mundine.